everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jamie, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
I'm Jamie.
And I don't need any more recaps of Bono's gameplay. Not Bono. Gameplay. I'm trying to be nice here, but I just, why do we have to have a recap of what we didn't like the last 2 weeks?
I know.
What, I mean, I guess they're just so out of touch.
It was I know.
They're just trying to push this narrative that he just wasn't a good game player. He was getting to the point where nobody wanted to see him. I was rooting for him.
I didn't know if they were like trying to set something up, like what happened, right? Like, okay, here's where we are. We're at the lowest of the low.
Or maybe he's only won 999,000 hearts and really pushing for that one last
more.
One.
Yeah, I'm at 10 hearts.
Just get those hearts.
I'm just like, come on, man. Oh, Victoria's in the chat. Victoria.
Hey, Victoria.
She's watching Survivor. Victoria.
Victoria. Hello. Thank you for joining us.
Don't send me any. Go ahead. I don't care. Send me the hate if you like Bono. But
don't send him the hate, because then we're just going to have to like listen to him yelling about the hate. It's please don't.
I don't care anymore. I'm doing my Ricky Gervais. I don't care.
She finally made another one. Yay! Okay. Well, let's talk about this episode. I feel like, am I echoing or is that me?
I hear birds.
That's me. Sorry. Okay. It's the middle of the day. Okay. This is what happens when we record in the daylight.
Well, that's true. It's earlier for you than it is for us. It's 7:30-ish almost here. Thank you for everybody for letting us... being patient while we record a little bit later. Wednesday was Jay's birthday. And honestly, I don't really get to hang out with Jay a whole lot during the week. So
Thursday, I wanted to watch the San Diego State Connecticut game. We could have recorded.
We could have. It was a tough loss. The Padres game was tough.
I watched the whole game. But it's I said, oh my God, what am I doing here?
30 points.
They're kids. I don't bash kids.
They're kids playing other kids.
Yeah. I'll bash Bono, but I'm not going to bash kids playing a game.
That's fair.
Fair enough. Although it is Duke versus NC State this weekend.
Go NC State.
We got invited to a party actually.
Really? Tomorrow.
Yeah. So it's Elena's party, so I do want to go because I love Elena. But it's also, Easter, so there's that whole thing.
Fish posh, the Lord's Day, Schmord's Day. Go to a party.
Also,
I got to make a cake for Jay.
Does he know this? He does not know this, does he?
Probably not. I forgot about it. I said, I still got to make the cake.
Oh, well,
if I knew you were coming, I'd bake the cake.
And you do, and you are. So listen.
Victoria's like going, why do I show up for these things?
This is what happens when we record on a Saturday and it's not 10 o'clock at night.
I didn't take any notes for the episode, so I'm trying to remember how it went.
They had a very sick Alex on one hand, like snuggling in. So I have
Alex
one finger notes. they're very like shorthand.
All of your words lean to one side.
A little bit. No, it's funny you should say that with Jay, because I made him a cake on Wednesday. And I needed to leave to pick the kids up at 3:45. And, the cakes need about 35 minutes to cook. And I remembered it at like 2:58. And I was like, oh, boy. So I put like my best like cake mixing on. I was like, let's go.
Cake mixing cook, game face.
It used to be when I was a kid, you used to have to be quiet when your mom was making a cake. And I'm not being sexist because my dad didn't make cakes till he got old. They separated, but you used to have to be quiet because the cake would drop. I don't know what they put it at. The cake would drop. It literally, if you made
noise, that like floated in space or something. I don't understand.
I don't know, because
it sounds like parent trickery. If you ask,
No, the cake would sink. It would drop. It's like maybe the quicksand thing back in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah,
it kind of feels like that.
I think you were duped, Jack. I think you were duped, man.
Be quiet.
I think your parents just didn't want to hear you talk.
That was every day. Go out and play.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. cat screaming at the door right now.
They have great hearing.
Tell her to settle down. We're baking a cake.
You can't talk while you're fishing because the fish are like going, man, those guys are giving me a headache.
Yeah, here she is.
I'm never going to eat this worm with all of that racket.
Janet says Jake's cakes were really souffles. Jack's cakes, whatever.
I'm telling you, the cakes would, that's what they all said. In fact, they would be on every sitcom, the Brady Bunch, Partridge, they all had episodes where the cake would sing. Oh, you guys are too loud.
Yeah, so no, I think what, that was...
This is the strangest phenomenon I've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean, something was in the air back in the 60s.
When we're done here, I'm going to get up and look it up. And I think.
Oh, my God. If I get a phone call from Grandma Bev in 45 minutes, I'm going to blame you.
It was real. JK. I think you're going to get a phone call from my...
Fine.
Colleen doesn't believe cakes would collapse.
And you know what she's going to do? She's going to call me and then she's going to tell me that she just didn't want to hear you guys talking.
No, I think it was because they were made probably with real, you know, back then we had real food. We didn't have this process.
Oh, you know, that is also a good point. Like when we went to Europe and we ate and drank our way through Italy and I bought a new dress in the exact same size that I was the day that I left 5 days into the trip because... I don't know. It's amazing over there. That's all I've got to say is it's amazing over there. All the food. Anyway, let's talk about Survivor. Not cake Survivor. Survivor
we're
cake.
We're 7 minutes in.
7 minutes in.
You're going to have so much fun when you go to Reddit with that question. Just letting you know.
Is that on Reddit?
It is.
Okay, you're going to have to link that in the chat so we can all see it.
Yes.
Okay. Good. But yes, let's talk about the cakes at hand. Myth?
It's a way to get your kids to be quiet for an hour.
In a stunning turn of events. Oh no, I feel so bad because now I'm going to have to see him tomorrow and he's going to be all cryy. All right. Janet says, Jem, we hardly knew you.
But what we did know was a feisty fighter. She was
a feisty fighter.
She played a bad feisty game.
She got a little.
I don't think they were just laying it on really thick with the edit or not, but she did get very.
How do you tell your tribe you're the one that hid that immunity idol without telling? I'm gonna go look for an idol, but we're doing this separately. Nobody's coming with me.
By the way, you guys can continue digging in the old poop pile with the ants and look for that other idol.
I'm going to grab the machete for just, you know, I don't maybe measure things and stuff like that. But, you know,
I just need the machete just in case.
I think we didn't see the part where she walks away and they say and like maybe Tim and said, OK, she is the one. Obviously, she has the idol somewhere.
100%.
I mean, she really played a terrible. She could have gone a long way in this game if she just would have. She didn't have to do what she did. It was a stupid move.
And she was pushing. She was pushing Ben and Tim both so
but
much.
I think it was that more than anything else was pushing the two of them.
Look me in the eyes.
Yeah. Right. Hey, we just watched Karate Kid last night. Always look in the eyes.
So I swing this machete behind my back. You got something you need to tell me?
Yeah. That's why I'm keeping the hammer. You're scaring me. I'm going to sweep the leg.
Victoria says,
you got a problem with that?
So scary. You know, there wasn't. Yeah. Scary. Like, I liked her. I thought that it was fun what she was trying to do because we all like the shit stir, so to speak. But like, there's a difference between me like doing it like to cause chaos or wearing a flag that says I am trying to cause chaos.
Yeah.
Yes. I have the chaos machete.
It's like Cass. It's like who's that one guy years ago? Was it David? Where he was sharpening the machete and people were actually really afraid.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's the year that Ethan was on and the girl that won it and They want the one girl, Rob Sesame Needle was on the, that one where he was sharpening the machete. He goes, oh, no, no. And that people really thought that he was.
Are you talking about All Stars?
No, 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 though. This is like.
Because Ethan and Sesternino were on two different seasons. Ethan was okay, on the one maybe, who was on Australia, maybe, that Tina so
maybe
ones.
Maybe and Ethan was on that one.
Yeah.
Who's oh, the, was it Jana the one? Who won the.
Jenna anyway, Marasco.
Jenna.
Won. Yeah, that yeah, one.
Yeah. With Robin. And yeah, it was a guy. He's like. People are really afraid that he's going to kill them all.
Okay. It turns out she's not a Chaos cast, too. See, I didn't. I think that Chaos has a different. Was you have to have a different energy. Like you have specific Chaos energy. Cass has Chaos energy in a specific way that's similar to Tony's Chaos energy.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's like a more mature person's Chaos energy but where like they know exactly how to stir it, right? And they're not just like going like Tony's this with the cake like I did on Wednesday.
Tony's a better player.
Than Cass? Yeah.
Than Chaos Cass. She wasn't a good player.
I thought Cass was a good player. She was a good
I was not a fan. I mean, she was good TV, but she was good TV, but she was not a good player.
Yeah.
She's got her your pod cat is acting up again.
My pod cat is acting up again.
Don't
she likes
sneezing.
To climb up things. I
think Jem made a big mistake pushing Tim as well because the dude hasn't pooped all week.
Yeah.
You know,
he hasn't pooped in 11 days.
That's a long time.
It is. He feels okay. But you know what?
If he was an older man, he would have gotten medevaced already.
Yeah, I forgot that guy. Yeah.
Joe.
I haven't pooped in 39 days.
FBI agent Joe. Secret agent Joe. I love
I'm
that
gonna
guy.
I'm going to explode.
Poor Joe.
Just see him at camp go poof. Oh, finally. I guess we can't sleep in the bamboo tent tonight.
Oh my god. You know, it did look uncomfortable, to be fair, that bamboo bed. But okay, yeah. So shoot, we're just talking.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Please.
Okay, when they yeah. show the tribe that what's the tribe that has lost every channel except for finally they won?
Yanu.
They see
that's
him,
who and, Jeff like got real feisty about.
Yeah. Well, they always show them walking.
Stop losing, you bunch of losers.
Now it used to be when you went back to camp, if your torch was lit, you could have fire. Right? We see them walking away, allegedly walking. It could be an old, you know, you see three people walking back. It could just be pretty, you know, the staff or something like that. But it used to be that you could use, what do? Get a fire extinguisher and walk by and spray it and knock it out.
You because, think there's like a, you know, like some sort of intern standing there at the end of the trail that's like, okay, and we'll take that. Thank you.
Yes. You, thank you. You can go freeze now as I'm wearing a nice jacket and, you know, wool cap. And, because I kept seeing, I go, well, they should. Why can't they? Their torches are lit. There must be some rule we don't know about that they extinguish the.
There's got to be, yeah, because there's no fire. I mean, like Q was asked again too. Like, have you guys had any fire? And he said, no, we haven't had. Like that, they haven't. You know how you can try to make a fire any other way, and they haven't been successful. So
yeah,
what is that like? 10 days and no fire.
Yeah,
that would suck.
So anyway, I just was wondering because I swear it used to be. Once you went to tribal, okay, you have fire now because you have your torches are lit. They're running back. I'd outrace the guy. Like, no, you guys tackle him. You tackle it, intern. I'll go to camp.
Fire's coming with me.
I mean, seriously, wouldn't that be the way to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, my cat's knocking things over. I'm gonna mute myself and kick her out. Talk amongst yourselves about the yellow tribe, the orange tribe. Jem, go ahead.
If anyone knows the answer to that, please let me know.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're walking off with one. I really do think they just probably take it away from them. Like hand them some like shoddy flashlight, like from the dollar store.
And those cheap batteries, it's like
sometimes you have to hit it, but it'll kick back in. It'll work. It'll get you there.
So you're saying it's not really fire. It's like a like Disney magic.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I don't give them the fire. It's too many days of watching the same tribe like slowly die and not win anything. Let them be warm. Let them have sleep.
I think too that Q made a mistake when he was saying, "Oh, just vote me out." That never works. That never, because you don't know. To me, are they serious? Are they joking? It's like, okay, yeah, if it's you or me, I'm voting you out. He said he was doing it to.
I think he was doing it because he preemptively thought that they were just going to lose. Like, assume so.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that that might not come really back and to be anything. Because
I don't know why people do that because it never
seems. I feel like on Twitter he remarked about it and said something about trying to lower his threat value if they merged.
Yeah.
Something like that. But it's also really humorous to me because when you guys do watch this last season of Australia Survivor, you're going to go back to this "it never works" comment.
Oh, so it must have worked.
But
well, let's face it, for people from Australia, they're all like descendants of prisoners. So
they're crazy. They're wild there. They'll do whatever it takes to win.
They got snakes everywhere. So I'm not buying it.
They're hanging out in Samoa. Like Sandra's already beaten that path. They're fine. They're fine.
Okay. All right.
But I think maybe, just kind of like trying to lower his threat value.
But again, he's only got two people he's talking to. I mean,
it's weird. It's a little bit weird, right? It just seemed really pouty. Like,
I think he was at that point, I think he'd hit rock bottom. I think he wasn't sleeping. He wasn't eating. I think at that point, just vote me out. I'm done. I've done everything I can for this tribe.
Do you think he's just being tired and hangry and then covering up for it later?
I think it was that. And then, I think he said, "Oh, wait a minute."
Yeah.
I'm Q. I don't quit.
Yes.
Hey, Sherry says, "I thought that it was after their first win when they got the food reward, they should have gotten flint." I agree. I also thought 100%. That too.
100%. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go on. Let's get back to those purple. Orange, green. Okay.
Red light, green light, go.
Yeah, go.
Stop.
Red light. Let's talk real quick about the orange tribe because Signo is green, purple is Yanu. Why am I blanking on orange? Nami.
Because they're always winning, so we never see them.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, let's real quick talk about this because. We have everybody doing an idol search. Liz, who is very lazily like, "Oh, I'm good, guys." That's a real yawn now. I was trying to do it with a fake yawn. I just made myself yawn.
Now you're making us all tired.
I am so sorry. Venus is following Hunter around. She thinks that he's going to find it. She must not be very good at that game because, you know.
I think she got bored with it and said, "All right.
Hey, Aunt Tammy's here."
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, does Aunt Tammy know about the cake falling thing?
Aunt Tammy, we debunked one of Jack's childhood beliefs at the beginning of the show.
I like Victoria says, Liz can't find her shoes, but she has multiple
Sure does.
Well, she probably has a shoe company.
Yeah, exactly. She just has she has her daughter bring her a new shoe every morning.
I dare you to bring me my shoes.
She's behind Nike or Adidas or whatever the cool shoe company is nowadays.
I don't think it's Nike and Adidas. It's probably like one of those like off-brand ones, like Allbirds, but you know, something that's all Liz or something.
Allbirds.
Yeah, that's what Jay wears. Shoes.
Never heard of it.
Well, you know,
I'm not cool. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. So Allbirds. Hunter has it. So he doesn't have a vote right now. He's got the advantage.
Was that like the most difficult challenge in the history of Survivor?
Oh my God. It was very.
I would have gone and said, "All right, I'm not going to even waste your time. Goodbye."
Like, chew. He would have pulled a chew real quick.
There's no way I could have gotten that. There's no, you know, at first I thought when he was like, okay, that's the one where, you know, poverty. Da, 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 da. Okay, everyone remembers, of course, poverty.
There's
you're talking about Hunter's thing. You meant the actual
No. I'm talking
reward
about
the immunity, because that was tough too.
It was tough, but there's nothing tougher than you got to get 20 in a row, correct?
Okay, yeah. So what we're talking about now is Hunter had to do the fan favorite.
I'm sorry,
challenge.
I thought that you were, yeah.
And I was saying he found the Beware advantage and didn't have a vote. But also he doesn't have a vote because he
because he's a normal he's a normal human being who could not put 20 logos in a row. Like, oh my gosh.
You know, I was trying to figure it out. I think that I would have done better than he did on the earlier seasons. And yeah. I think I would have aced 20 on, but I think those middle seasons I might have struggled.
I would have walked away. I'm not even trying.
I would have done really well if they had the season number on them. Would have aced it. Would have gotten it.
I still would have struggled with it. I don't know.
But oh my gosh!
Comes after 13.
There's a lot of let's say there's a lot of social media folks and alumni that are like, oh, that'd have been easy. And I challenge all of them. I do not think that would have been easy.
I don't think it'd been easy. It's just because you had to get them all correct. It wasn't like, okay, you get 17 out of 20 or what.
Right. It's not Price is Right. Like there isn't another chance. Like,
no.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's not an audience to go, okay, what? Okay. Yeah. I'll put that there.
Exactly. I don't know. He tried. He didn't watch them in order, which also to me is just weird because you don't ever watch anything out of order. That's weird. Like, do you read a book out of order? No.
My wife reads the last page first.
She does do that to see if she likes the ending.
Yeah. I go, so I don't get it.
But I'm also a completionist, so I need to do things in order. But there are a handful of those middle seasons that I just haven't seen. Like, I've never seen the Fabio season because I heard so much about, like, Nicaragua and the one that Corinne was on. Like, those are ones, like, you hear so much about in the fandom.
Right.
And I'm like,
locations.
And they used to do things. When it was fun. Like, China. Yeah. That was a fun one.
They go to so many cool places. Instead of making... like tribal council look like you're in China, they actually went to China.
Yeah. Imagine
it was
that.
Awesome. That was so cool.
It was cool.
Well, now they just go, they recycle the beach so many times that, you know, one person's poop hole is another person's Beware advantage hole. It's crazy.
They might as well just stay in America and just, you know, go to go to Disney World or something like Disney Magic. Studios.
Oh no,
there's like, you know what, there's like an alley just down the road that no one uses, like
Survivor Disneyland or Disney World. Survivor Disney World is a whole different reality show, and that's a
because,
totally different
because
group of people.
What would happen is you don't have the fast pass or whatever they call it now, and you get in the wrong line. And you're stuck there for 3 hours. And it's like, oh, why did I pick Space Mountain? Man.
Because it's clearly or
you go to one of the Star Wars rides, and of course, it breaks down halfway
breaks
through.
Breaks down twice. Yeah. Not that we know.
Somebody's ashes thrown all over you.
Yeah. Jeez.
Wait, what?
They just had it in the news last week that somebody like dumped their dad's ashes out on that ride. And it just looks like they haven't dusted the joint in weeks.
Somebody behind them was all covered with ash.
I'm like, why are you doing that? It's just going to go to the landfill.
Your dad tastes terrible.
Oh, my God. Which ride?
The Star Wars experience.
That's why it keeps breaking down. People are hurling.
Little chunks of bone get stuck in there. Yeah.
Cremated.
My eye! My eye!
Focus! Focus, people! Focus! Let's, all right. So, poor Hunter.
God, why did you bring me on this ride just to get someone's ashes thrown in my face? I want 1,000,000,000 hearts!
Anyway. Lost the plot here.
I feel like we found it for the first time all season.
Okay.
Sorry.
What do we think about the bit of information exchange at the beginning of the Shipwheel Island that's not a ship anymore challenge?
Why did they send their toughest guys from each tribe all together? Did they not see that this was going to happen? It's like,
Jamie, I don't think there's a lot of good players on the team this season.
Newsflash.
It's like Tiffany, Kenzie, and that's it.
It's almost like,
and Tevin, I guess.
There's almost like the Amazing Race, because there's so many bad teams in the Amazing Race, and you're like going, sometimes they go for personality, which is okay, but I want players that know how to play the game.
CBS casting, you need to get a little bit of a chip on your shoulder again, guys. Come on.
Okay. Yeah. Wait. Okay. So, you know that you might have a cast likability issue when you actually go out of your way to insert a clip of Debbie being as obnoxious as possible.
I'm mad! I'm angry!
I'm frustrated.
I go, oh, Debbie.
Oh, that was so great.
I'm gonna throw my ashes off. That's what I want. If I'm cremated, I want to be cremated and my ashes thrown on Debbie.
Hashtag human casket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. That's what's going to be on the bottom of her next confessional, human casket. That's so terrible. This is the worst.
She does it all. She can give me last rites and be the casket, right?
Yep, I think you have to be alive to get the last rites. It's all that saving.
First I die and then I get cremated. Then she could do both, because I'm sure she's a priest, right?
She's a professional at everything. She's got this. She'll do
both. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
I became a priest after my modeling career. So
that's right. That's right. She was at the Vatican, like walking the runway, and somebody pulled her aside and they were like, yo, we know we don't like ladies doing this thing, but you want to come in and step in for a minute?
You can be Pope.
But you've got this.
Well, I didn't know if I wanted to be Pope or brain surgeon. I don't know.
So I did both. But come on, that was real random, right? All of a sudden it was like, oh, here's Debbie. Cool.
It was random. I was like, wow.
Okay. I was like, how long have the editors been holding on to that clip? They've been dying. It's like some kind of like personal bingo they're playing behind the scenes. Like, what random clips can I get in here?
My eye is burning.
And it pisses me off.
That's what it was. And it pisses me off. That's why I had to quit being a priest.
There's a whole bunch of people that are going to listen to this on Easter and stop listening then. So thanks, Jack. We would like the record to state that this is humor. Jack is doing satire.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's just a joke, guys.
Oh, my God. My eye is burning. I got something in my eye.
Oh, no. Do you need like contact drops? We can.
No. It's the ashes. It's still
in my eye. Just the ashes. Got a little ash in your eye.
No part of this. All right.
Where do they get the ashes when they put the cross on your?
That's Ash Wednesday. Lent. That was,
I know.
Oh, they burn the palms from Palm Sunday.
Yeah,
Palm Sunday,
right?
All right.
So you, okay, after you, like, Palm Sunday, you hold onto your palms somewhere for like a year, and then you can turn them back in at the start of the Lenten season the following year.
You get money back. You get donations back.
You do not.
No, that was like a return policy.
You have to sacrifice your palm. So if you made like something cool out of it, oh well, Z.
I'm sorry. This is my home for the next 29 days on Survivor. I cannot give up my palms. Sorry.
Exactly. No, that's so then they burn the palms and that's how they get the ashes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. There's going to be a quiz. There's going to be a quiz on that next year.
Okay. I won't remember.
Which prisoner was released instead of Jesus? I wanted to go to church for I like two masses every year. Good Friday, where you get to read the Passion and you get to, like, you know, participate and, like, you know, you're like, crucify him. We want Barabbas, you know.
wait, are you going to church or are you going to Jesus Christ Superstar?
Both.
Jesus Christ. I remember when I was a kid, I go
all
I
mean, the Jesus Christ, I, none of the superstar, but still.
When I was a kid, I was like, are we allowed to sing this? Because I don't want to go to hell. Just asking.
Jeez, Andrew Lloyd.
Will the cake fall if I sing Jesus Christ Superstar?
Yes. Especially if you whistle it. Okay.
Killing Jesus is just hanging around. So anyway, let's go.
Anyway, and then the other mass I like is Christmas Eve because of all the songs. It's so much fun.
The problem with the Catholic Church, and I just got to say this.
No.
My whole family's Catholic. It just takes too long.
Yeah. An hour.
You're there for a minute. Yeah, you're there for a minute.
It's like, God, hear our prayer. It's like, you know, it's like when they did, was it Zach's confirmation? They must have said it like 80 times. I'm like, oh,
God, yeah, because you say like pray for us, and you either say Lord, hear our prayer, or pray.
And God's
for
like,
us,
shut up! I heard you the first time. Enough.
Hold on, I got a game to get to.
So everybody's very anxious there. They want to make sure that God does in fact hear their prayers.
Well, like you're the only one around.
Lots of things to pray for.
I got like 7 billion people I got to watch over.
Listen, when Debbie is the direct line of communication to God, you need to repeat it.
Yeah, exactly what she said. Oh, my God.
I'm not going to tell your prayer. He's not going to hear it. I'm pissed
Please
off.
Don't leave us a bad review. I do not condone any of this.
I can see Debbie. You're right. I can see Debbie doing that.
Yeah, she's got it. Yeah. She got this.
No.
All right. So what did we think about how when they all three of them went to the challenge together and they all kind of, especially Q, was just like, blah, 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 blah. And I would take my number one is Tiffany. Who's your number one? And they're all like,
it's Maria a brilliant. And... It's a brilliant plan because that setup has worked in games before. You have to have the number one. If you have the number one, you can get rid of everybody else as long as the people that are in your alliance agree that you get to keep your number one. It only gets ugly when you have to decide whose number one goes first.
I did like that was a good plan. But, you know, to be fair with Q, he only has two other top tribe mates.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't have a lot of options.
But, he has a number one, and then he has a backup number one.
Yeah. Unlike him, who doesn't have a single number two.
That's what he had. I think that's what he had to do, though.
Yeah, no, I think Tiffany is the right person for his number one, too. I mean, in all of the players, I think Tiffany will probably work with him the best.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Tiffany could win this game, so.
Yeah, she's a kind of a badass.
Well, I could easily see now that they're going to the merge, and I don't know if they're going to do the fake merge stuff or whatever, which I hope they don't, but, you know, here we are. New Survivor, woo! I could easily see, though, the Kenzie, Tiffany, Q trio going pretty far. Yeah. Like, I don't know if they'll stay together, but I could see them going pretty far.
Yeah.
Because that's what always happens, right? Oops, sorry, go ahead.
And I think Kenzie's a savvy enough player, too. They're not going to want to have her side. They're going to want to keep their numbers as good as possible. I can't imagine they don't keep her as close as possible for days and days. But the one thing is, though, is that they can all go to this thing and have this agreement that, like, hey, we're the three strongest people. We just need to have a number one, yada, yada. But as soon as the merge happens.
Yeah.
I can't imagine they're going to say, well, I need to keep that old song and dance of I need to keep this person around because they put the target on them and it keeps it off of me. I don't think these three tough guys can do that. I feel like they all are like a one-man show. And I'll be curious to see if the three personalities can actually continuously work together, even if it's a good plan.
But I think they have to survive. because Hunter is the challenge beast. I mean, he's just
yeah,
ace every. He hasn't had a problem with any challenge yet, and no, he's likable. And Q is a physical threat, so. I don't know so much about Tim, but I think they need to stick together at least until, you know, final six, final seven.
Well, just the fact that they had to play that challenge, I was thinking about, like, how unfair the numbers were in that challenge, considering that they had the simple things like they had to get everybody had to run twice through the obstacles, but then also when they opened up the bag and they had to carry all of the bags to the next platform, like there's only three of them versus five of them. They have to go back and carry more. Like they have to run twice or they have to carry more. And the fact that they still won it tells me that Q might end up being like the number one target at Merge. If anybody else was watching.
Q has the vibes of being like the Merge target.
Yeah.
Or Venus. Yeah. I can see like people just going after Venus and being like, all
she's
right.
She's not playing a great social game. She's really
no. So I could see her being the easy sacrifice. True. Because I don't even know who she would convince, like, hey, I'm with you, because we get confessional after confessional.
Well,
people saying they don't trust her.
Yeah, who's she working with?
I don't know. Because what's his face went home.
Yeah. Yeah. What was I going to say? I can't remember.
Well, I think that Q. I think that Q. I still think that Q will be the first one that they target out, but Venus might be one of those people where it just like she stays around forever because they're like, eh, we can get her out later.
She can't win. We can
get her out later. Yeah.
She seems to do pretty well in the challenges, though.
She does fine. I don't think there's anything like she's not a terrible performer. It's just her social game is
yeah.
She doesn't seem to, and she's always grabbing that idol.
This is mine. I did notice that they're that tribe is doing better about like handing the idol off to each other now, or they've just won so many times they're like, you know what, I don't even care. Like I get it.
It's heavy. I don't want it.
What did you guys think of the absolute jubilance of the tribe that was like, we get to touch an idol? Yeah.
I would think that's a you know, you get some food.
Yes, I mean,
you get food, you get fire. I mean, that was a big, after 11 days.
Yeah.
I don't think we realize how hard that is, especially when nobody wants to lose.
No.
And when you're competitive and you keep losing, and you're not eating, you're not sleeping, and you're losing. That's just
the horrible. face that Q made at the beginning of that challenge when Jeff was like, oh, by the way, losers, if you lose again, you win the record for being the biggest losers ever.
You know, Jeff has made a point the last three or four seasons to be like, not woke, but you. But you know, be
as big more of a dick as possible.
Politically correct. He's big on this loser thing. So what does that make them? Losers. I'm like, wow, Jeff, you're really enjoying this. It's like when Cochran was on the show the first time.
Oh man,
poor Cochran. Yeah, he's getting a little mean. And it'd be different if you were watching that team and you were like, wow, these guys are like not even trying. But they're not bad competitors. Like it's, I don't know. Jeff's being a little mean.
I did think that Q was going to blow it when he couldn't get the string.
It was kind of funny. Yeah. You know, kudos to them because that was a really good come from behind.
For sure, it really was. And you know,
who couldn't hit? Was it Maria that couldn't hit the targets? Was Maria? Who am I thinking of? Not Maria.
I don't remember if it was Maria because Maria was having problems with like last week with that ring with the pole.
Yes,
like,
it was Maria who was the targets. Let them get back in the game, and then once the other team once it came to Hunter, I go, just knock it over. He's going to get it on his first try.
He's got this. I always feel that slingshot thing that always, to me, that always looks like it'd be really difficult because there's no like real way to aim. I wonder how many times.
To me, I think that's one of the, I would think it'd be easy. I don't know.
Do you?
I just have to be
every physical challenge I think is really hard. I'm like, oh my God, I would be bad at all of these things. So I would not do good.
That one looks easy to me. I don't know why. I could be wrong. I'd be up there missed like 30 straight times. Come back to him.
Yeah. Sorry guys, I thought I had it.
No, but Hunter's he's great. He's great at the physical part, but you know, again, when you come into merge.
He's going to be a target. That's why I thought Q's plan was a good plan. Okay, but will they?
You have to have, yeah.
You got to stick with the plan.
Stick to the plan.
Meat shields only last for so long, and then they go home. But what if you have a whole meat tray?
Maybe a whole meat tray.
Who was it, Jim, that was saying that? Who was the one saying that this week? And it's like, yeah, I want you to be my meat shield. I forget who it was.
Might have been Jim. I don't know. She said a lot of things when she had that machete in her hand. So
yeah, I just like, what is she doing?
It's easy to say whatever you want when you have a sign-sized machete in your hand.
Yeah, but I did her whole gameplay. I was like, what? Obviously, people know it's you now.
Yeah,
I would think. I mean, and then that just pissed people off. You could tell when they were talking about it, they were pissed off about it. When Jeff was asking about it. Yeah, we've been digging for 3 days. We had to tear up the tree and we still can't find it. And it's like they were angry. It was not a good plan.
Well,
that's something you do if you're like, who was the girl that burned the rice? Threw the rice into the thing.
And she's everybody knows Jatia. Yeah.
Still think that was awesome. Bad sportsmanship, but excellent move.
But if you do something like that, you're putting it. I mean, it just there was no reason to do it, and she eventually, I think it was what got her out of the game.
Well, I mean, even if she had kept quiet about it, like let's say she makes it all the way to Final Tribal, and she's like putting out her case, and she is all like, "Oh yeah, remember when you guys were getting eaten alive by the poop ants? Ha ha ha! It was me."
Yeah, there's no way you could. I mean, especially at one point, if she plays the idol, it's like. Where'd you get that idol? Oh, you remember when you guys were... I had it.
Spent 3 days and all of your remaining calories on digging and under that tree.
It was a bad plan from the start. And then the way she was acting that day, you know, look into my eyes. So, you know, it's like, who's she, Larry David? You know.
All right.
I had high hopes for her and she just played pretty bad.
Yeah, she's if this was Big Brother, we would say she had a case of HOH-itis. Like she just played a little too hard with a little bit of power she had. As soon as she got that idol, she got too big of a head on it and didn't play it cool.
No.
Oh yeah. Well, her game to lose.
Her game to lose. All right. Any last thoughts before we move on to the feedback and the tally of votes? Victoria does say. A Hunter's game is a social game is questionable. Either that, or he just doesn't like Venus. I don't think they like Venus.
I don't think so. I don't think that he's a fan. I do have actually one question. I would like to know what conversation took place. We have 90 minutes, guys. What conversation took place with Charlie to convince Marie to vote for Jem? Not just once. She did it twice.
I think that. That might have been shot out of order. I honestly believe when she said she was going to go look for the idol and she didn't want anybody coming with her, that put a target with the whole thing. Because she kept saying, I can trust her. I can trust her. Well, if she's doing this kind of crap, then you can't trust her.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. It was interesting to see that. And Marie's gotten a little bit of clapback about it because, you know, she's working with a girls alliance and then decides to vote the girl out. But something happened that made her go, you know what? Nope, she's too risky. She's got to go. So you're probably right. It could very well have been shot out of order. They've done that a lot in the new seasons. Yeah. So I
think that's what happened because that's the only thing I think of. Because even at Tribal, I'm like going, are they really going to vote out Ben? I like Ben. And yep. Ben, like I say, I can see Ben being a threat because he's very likable. He knows his music. And I just like, but I said, no, it's gotta be Jem. Jem is, but.
Yeah. And by the way, on Ben, the tattoo that's being covered is.
Oh, Molly yes.
Crue. It's just Motley Crue. It's not even any, there's no nipples, guys. It's just Motley Crue.
Does Motley Crue have a copyright thing that they.
I don't know. I mean, it's a little bit of a scary tattoo, but it's not like, you know, offensive to me.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not one to talk about what is offensive or not.
Yeah, because after you went after God and everything like that. Jesus. It's
like, I'll go after whoever's in my way, okay? I'm pissed off.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's move on. I think we all agree Jem was probably, you know, the best choice here just for her actions.
Yeah, it was a no-brainer.
Yep. Yeah.
So again, I think that when we had Tim say, I think it's you that has that did this.
Yeah. She's like, oh my God, he's like all over me.
Yeah. Yeah. So what?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was
like, oh,
who cares?
Because she was trying to blame Tim the whole time.
Yep. And yes. I thought for a hot minute we might actually get some points with Tim going home, but
we did. Oh man. We did have that. Oh well.
And anyway. Ding.
Ding. All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will do the tally of the votes. I don't think we have any feedback. We didn't as of like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, thanks, Victoria.
And Mandy. Where are you guys when we need you? Just kidding. All right, we'll be right back. All right, we're back. Woo! Magic.
That was a long break.
That was a long break. Yeah, I took a whole shower in the meantime.
About time.
We took all of Tim's poops.
All of Tim's poops. We did it for him. We took one for the team.
We love you, buddy.
You know, they haven't talked about someone not pooping like that, and it's been a while.
Since Grandpa Joe. Secret Agent Joe.
I think it was like the second season or third season. They finally, someone had said, yeah, I haven't pooped in like 2 weeks. And I'm like going, wow.
Well, yeah, your body's not taking enough in to put waste product out.
Yeah.
Yep. Got to keep hold of all of it.
Yeah. Think about it. You're dehydrated, so there's nothing like churning the system through the intestines, you know.
Yeah, your sleep is all messed up, so your organs aren't functioning properly.
Yeah.
Oof. And you don't have Flint.
You don't
have... No Flint.
You can't poop if you're not warm.
No Flint, no poop, no problems. Is that why Bruce left? You have a poop problem.
I got a poop.
All right, let me share the screen here.
To be fair, you don't have your you don't have your phone. You don't have a paper to read. There's no magazines, so
can't read the back of the shampoo bottle. What are you gonna do?
It's tough out there. Okay, let me see. Okay, here we are.
We really have no feedback.
No. It's Easter week, or it was spring break for a lot of people this week.
Some people live.
We've got Jem. Jamie and I both had her pre-merge. Jack had her merge, which means going over to the other tab here. We have.
You screwed me over, Jem.
Where's my tally the votes tab? Did I like? Oh, here it is. Okay. Like, did I close this off by accident? All right, which means Jamie gets a point. So now she has 4. I get a point. I have 3. So now Jamie and Jack are both tied with 4. I have 3. Don't call it a comeback. As far as who goes home, you guys had Tim. I had Soda. So there is no points there. We are sucking it up, the joint with that. Man, oh, man. Saying. All right. Who do you think is going home next week? Feel free, audience participation.
I'm going to say Tim.
Really? At the merge?
I don't know why. We'll see if their plan stays together.
All right. Yeah, you have Tim. Where's my There you go. All right. All right, Jamie, who do you think is going home? Also, do we think that there's going to be a full merge boot, or there's going to be like half the tribes that's going to be immune and half the tribe?
Jeff's going to make him try to earn it. Like, yeah.
Lame. All right.
Yeah. I hate that, but, you know, they don't listen to me.
That's what we've discovered. Well, they don't listen to
anyone. They don't. Well, Jeff, unless your name is Tyler Perry.
Yes.
Or Jeff, they'll bring Bono back again next week.
I'm just going to get more.
Welcome to Merge. One of you gets to stay and the other one is fine.
And he goes on to win the game.
And a million hearts all in one. Good job, Bono. All in
one. They go, well, you didn't want the money. Oh, no, I'll take the money.
Well, Jeff also said that they are, because he's heard the outrage like Jamie has had, comparing Survivor Australia, them getting the Flint, so there's different gameplay that's focused on. And he said that they are not, they're like, he's like, thanks, but no thanks for your feedback. Go F yourselves. We're still, nobody's getting the Flint if they're losers.
Yep.
Losers don't get Flints. So, yeah, there's that. Jamie, do you know who's going home? Because I'm going to go with Q, I think.
Q? I'm going to go with Ben.
Ooh.
Oh, no. We don't want Ben to go
home. I don't want Ben to go home. He's so much fun.
I love Ben. I hope he doesn't go home, except for I need the point. So, bye, Ben.
All right. So fair
you're
enough.
You're willing to sacrifice Ben for the game.
Yeah. That's what happens. That's what happens when you wear a Motley Crue on your shoulder.
I will say that if Ben goes home... And he's on the like pre-merge side, then we all get points because we all had him pre-merge.
That's true.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
So strategically, there is a upside to Bruce Ben going home. Anyway, all right. That's where we stand, everyone. I hope everybody has a nice weekend. I don't really think that there's too much else of.
No. I'd like to apologize for Jamie's remarks earlier.
Yeah.
Take penance on this the Lord's weekend.
You know, I was going to make a joke about the person's dad's ashes them rising again, but I feel like that would be crossing a line, so I'm just not going to.
The real question we all need to ponder as we leave is, if a cake falls in the oven and no one's around to hear it, was it Jack's fault?
I'm telling you, that's what they used to say.
Well, we believe you. We're just trying to let you know that there's a very good chance they were just telling you that.
You've been manipulated, sir.
It was like a running gag on every sitcom in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Maybe the gag was like, huh, the kids believe this, and this is how we get them to be quiet.
Maybe.
Wow. I'm 61, and finally the truth has been revealed.
That happens.
I mean, it does happen. But, I mean, to be fair, don't blame yourself too much. Blame the parents that told you that.
It wasn't your fault, man.
It wasn't your fault.
See, Tammy says maybe the ingredients weren't as good. They were made from scratch. Yes.
Mm-hmm. She could be onto something.
They were. Yes, and don't open the door when the cake is baking for the love. Yeah, don't peek on it. You will ruin it if you do that.
That's true.
What I'm saying.
You're changing the temperature when you open the oven door. I'm not talking like talking in the same room as the cake. But don't open the oven door.
Making noise. Alice was always upset when the Brady kids made a lot of noise.
Wasn't Alice like 27 years old and she looked 50?
No, Alice was not 27.
No, I think she was like in her 30s though, actually.
She became like a minister.
She was supposed to be in her 30s.
She became like a minister or something.
Yeah, someone had to stop Debbie.
All right, we are gonna stop it there because that was pretty great.
High five.
Woo. Thank you for that one, Jamie. Alice partied with the kids. Yeah, she was the one that was buying them alcohol before they turned 18.
She's wild.
I had a theory that Sam the Butcher was he's the one that chopped up Hoffa.
Huh?
Because I mean, who that has
could
a
make
name?
For one hell of a sequel?
If your name is Sam the Butcher, that's a mob name.
It really is. That's not a friendly guy. That's not a friendly man.
No.
No, I'll give you that. All right. Well, that's good. I was thought you're gonna be like, I had a theory that Sam the Butcher was the one that chopped up the dog when the dog went missing. I'm like, oh my god, well, where are we going here?
Well, the dog actually died.
Yeah,
it got loose on the set, and
it's like best case scenario. Yeah,
got hit by Ben Hur or something. I don't know. Something across the street.
What?
Charlton Heston said, "Oh, oops."
Okay. On that note, everybody, thank you so much. We will be back. We should be back normal time next week. 15 minutes after the episode airs. I will be recording from New York, so wish me luck with that. I should be able to watch it and be all set. But look forward to talking to everybody then. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to the patrons, especially the ones that contribute at a certain level. And that would be Eckhart Richner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plaid, and Ed the Creepy Poopy Head Mailman. Thank you guys so much. Shandy, you and me and Shandy, Jamie, you and me and Shandy have to do another girls only, bonus show for the patrons.
Yes, we do.
Like a pre-merge one or a one up to the merge and then right before the end.
Yep.
That'd be fun. Yeah, Jack, you're more than welcome to join us, too.
No, I've said it before. This is very sexist, but it's okay.
No, Shandy got a mammogram the other day, so we could talk about that. I mean, you're more than welcome to join in.
You can, come be a part of it.
Yeah. Talk about your colonoscopy. I mean, equal opportunity and all.
I have one coming up here soon.
Jay's got to get one in less than a year now.
That's what happens with that 40 birthday.
I thought he turned 40 already.
Yeah, I know. I know you did.
Now he's on the list. Now he's got to do all the adult stuff.
It's really
like, oh, he was kidding. And I was like, I don't think he was kidding.
Oh, I was kidding. But I
think he doesn't know.
Oh, good.
It's quite possible. I don't know.
Well, you can just keep wishing him a happy 40th every year. You'll get it right at some point.
We got Taylor, my nephew, who's going to tell you exactly how old you are.
That's true. And that's very true. You know what you should do? You should start wishing all of them, like Heather, Kayla, anybody else you think that might have a good sense of humor. You should start wishing everybody a happy 40th birthday.
I don't think anybody I know has a good sense of humor. So
you should wish Aunt Tammy happy 40th. I'm sure she would love that.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna lie.
I don't want Debbie the priest getting mad at me.
Straight to
and
hell.
Then I was, I'm tired and pissed off.
Tammy is not 40 years old.
Oh my god. All right. Anyway, on that note, everybody, have a good week. We'll see you after the next show. If you have any feedback, we do love the feedback. SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. Oh my gosh, tomorrow is Janet's
happy birthday.
Happy 40th birthday. Oh my god.
From Snoopy.
Yeah, from Snoopy.
She posts a lot of peanut stuff.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought there was like a Snoopy like icon in the chat or something, and I'm like, am I missing one? Anyway.
No.
Good times. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy all birthday. Right. Happy birthday. I'm not going to say.
Thank God.
She posts those for you, Jack. She does it for you.
Yay.
I used to read the Peanuts books all the time when I was a kid.
Nice. They are cool.
Poor Charlie Brown, the poor ball-headed kid. Mm.
That Lucy and that tree always out to get him.
Always.
Lucy is such a Debbie.
On that note.
When I was playing when I was playing Lucy on the Peanuts characters,
I was pissed off.
Charlie Brown kept coming to me with his problems.
He kept trying to kick that ball, and it really pissed me off.
How many times are you going to fall for it, Chuck?
Oh, my God. Goodbye, everybody. Have a good night. We'll see you next week. Seriously, SurvivorJJC at gmail.com. We'll talk to you all next week. If anything changes, we'll let you know in the Facebook group. On that note, everyone, my name is Colleen.
And Jamie.
I'm Debbie.
Hi. Don't be pissed off.